Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Gunnery Sergeant, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. What a heck of an introduction. Yes, everybody needs a gunny, but don't tell my boyfriend that. He'll be like, you can put that rank away. I'll be like, okay, honey.
Well, if you have no neck, then he would understand that, but that's another story.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to play for you Cut 10. Here is, and then we'll have you settle this, and then we'll talk about, you're a perfect person to talk about the overall significance. How do we talk to people who don't understand the military? But here is Breonna Keller on CNN, Gunnery Sergeant, saying that J.D. Vance is an imperfect messenger since he never really was shot at either. Here's what she said.
You know, one of the things I think is, at what point did military service become a liability? You know, that's one of the things that's sort of on my mind as I look at this. I also think that J.D. Vance, as a messenger on this, may be an imperfect messenger, because we have, as you introduced him, as a combat correspondent, which was what his title was. But when you dig a little deeper into that, he was a public affairs specialist, someone who did not see combat, which certainly the title combat correspondent kind of gives you a different impression. So he may be the imperfect messenger on that. But at the same time, then you have this argument going on where it seems to be, did you really serve your country unless you were shot at a lot? Mm. And I just think that's a very kind of gross place to be, because there is so much service and sacrifice that goes on in the military. Anyone in the military or who values the military will tell you that there's a lot more to it than just being in danger. And here you have them bickering over something which should be assets that they're both bringing to their candidacy.
J.D. Vance served in the United States military. Tim Walz served America in the United States military, and that is more than a lot of Americans can say, and I think that's a really important point.
It's murder listening to this, but somebody in the military with your background really has to take exception to this. What do you say, Jesse Jane Duff?
So there's a lot there. So there's the first aspect is that what really disappoints me about Breonna is she actually is married to a lieutenant colonel in the Army. And when she turned around and tried to suggest that he wasn't a combat correspondent, he really was a public affairs specialist, right there, I lost my mind. She was implying that he was sitting, like the left has done, in an air-conditioned office. So the first female Marine killed in combat operations in Iraq was, guess what, a public affairs officer.
Ah, yes.
Captain Megan McClung. Captain Megan McClung was killed by an IED. They were in a combatant zone, Breonna, and for her to diminish it because of the title, if you look at his DD-214, which is his discharge paperwork, guess what it says? Combat correspondent. He made combat pay. And for her to now try to diminish it, that he wasn't really in combat because he really was a public relations person, my goodness. Do you understand that the bulk of the military over there is supporting combatant operations? You've got truck drivers, you've got supply, you've got cooks, and thousands upon thousands of military personnel have been killed in these combat zones who were not combatant Marines, meaning the infantry, your artillery, etc. These are the people that are supplying the support. They're on the front lines with the infantry, ensuring that the infantry is receiving the beans, bullets, and band-aids, as we would say. And in J.D. Vance's case, documenting the war on the war front. And everywhere in Iraq was a combatant zone. You had snipers, you had IEDs, which we mentioned that had killed many Marines, including my field, which was motor transport. So there's my first disgust with her, because she said, he is the imperfect messenger. So I tweeted her and I said, do you think less of Captain Megan McClung because she was an imperfect messenger for the risks taken by Marines in combatant zones? I mean, this is what she did.
I saw that, Gunnery Sergeant, and I thought, oh boy, right across the bow. Perfect. You know, They bring her on to give cover. I think I read somewhere her husband's a lieutenant colonel, may have been a Green Beret.
Yeah, lieutenant colonel.
Yeah, and they think that gives cover then to open fire on this. And isn't the issue two things? One, he didn't go to Iraq, but then he was trying to glom on to enduring freedom slash Afghanistan, Iraq, in various ways over the course of time.
No, the issue is he lied.
Okay.
That's the issue.
Okay.
He lied about his retirement rank.
Yeah.
So I can't fault somebody for not going to Iraq or not serving in a combatant zone. I don't care about that. That's irrelevant. What's relevant is he lies about his rank. He says he retired as a command sergeant major.
Okay, let me interrupt and say the other side and then give you a chance to respond. They say, ah, come on now, Jesse Jane. You're just dealing with petty stuff here, not big stuff. What do you say?
No, you can't claim a title you never earned. That's like saying you're a doctor and you only went into acupuncture school. That's like claiming that, you know, somebody comes to you for, you know, their heart mm-hmm. evaluation. You're claiming you're a doctor, but you only graduated from acupuncture school. This is misleading. You
right.
cannot. That's called stolen valor. They would be equivalent to me saying I'm a gunnery sergeant who served 20 years in the United States Marine Corps. And you turn around and find out that I gotten out as an E5, a sergeant, and only served 10 years. It's the same thing. It's also stolen valor is against the law because it's against the law when you can profit off of it in either financially or through your job or in other way of receiving favor. He put on his website when he was running for office that he retired a command sergeant major. In fact, he never completed the training. The leftist tried to say, well, he served as one. He served as one briefly, but he never received the complete promotion. It was an interim position because he did not complete the training. He was supposed to go through the command sergeant major's academy.
Okay, now,
he did not complete that.
One other thing, gunnery sergeant, I have somebody calling in and I'll take his call later, trying to say, well, there's a big difference between the National Guard and the Marine Corps.
I'm not even going to split hairs on that. He served his time in the National Guard. That's what he signed up
okay.
for. I'm not going to split hairs on him doing 24 years, 26 years. What I'm splitting hair, in fact, I'm not even splitting hairs. He lied. Let's just cut to the chase here. You serve in the National Guard 24 years with honor and you retired a master sergeant and you didn't go to Iraq and you never inflate your resume. We're good. But he inflated
right.
his resume, said he served in our operation, what is it, Enduring Freedom, and he doesn't say in Italy. He gives the impression when he gets up on stage that he served with weapons of war. These are the weapons I need to ban because I carried them in
right.
war. You never were in war. You were in Italy. You were in Italy. Again, I don't care if it was National Guard. I don't care if it was Marine Corps. Yes, it is a big difference, but on the flip side to that, it's not about the branch of service. It's not even about the service. And the left is trying to say, we're haggling. We're attacking somebody because of their military service. No, we are not.
Well, let me interrupt one more time. Sorry to interrupt, but boy, I wish I could broadcast this around the world because you've hit the jackpot in exactly what you've said. You're very, very clinical on this, and that's what we should be. And I wonder, Gunnery Sergeant, wouldn't this be if the media doing their job, not just politically to go after walls, but this would be a great opportunity to educate people on why this is such a serious thing with the military. These are not picayune points we're making.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the problem is the civilian population tries to water it down that are on the left because they just don't want to face that they got a liar that could be potentially the next person to go into the White House should anything ever happen to Kamala Harris or be a potential run in 2028. I'm disgusted by this whole thing because the left is actually always trying to go after us. If we, you know, they went after Donald Trump for bone spurs, and I was on a radio show where they tried to say, well, what about Donald Trump's bone spurs? First of all, Trump never lied to his Marines or soldiers and said he would go with them to Iraq. That's another thing. He said he would go with them and then never showed back up and submitted his retirement paperwork 2 years shy of the end of his contract, which in itself is very odd. You reenlist, you're going to stay in another 6 years. You get out at the 24-year mark versus the 26-year mark. You tell your soldiers you will be there with them to go to Iraq. There is a sergeant major from Minnesota who has spoken out, who had to replace Walls in the combatant position. And he said it was flagrantly disrespectful to the whole unit. It was a collapse to their morale and cohesion. And they ended up serving 22 months in Iraq. And he sat on the congressional floor, Walls did, trying to take credit for this 22 months. And they did what they were told to do, implying that he was still in charge of them when he had abandoned them.
Absolutely. We had him on, and he was every bit as fiery. So thank you, Gunnery Sergeant, for your continued service. And now let's tell people where they go if they want to be helpful with volunteering. What do they do that you're involved in?
Well, so if you want to join the campaign and help get Donald Trump elected, here it is. It's TrumpForce47.com. TrumpForce47.com. Wherever you are in the nation, we can have a lot of volunteers doing a little instead of all the volunteers doing a lot, like few volunteers. So sign up. This will allow people to be poll watchers. They can go after the low propensity voters, knock on doors. You can also participate in other ways to help Donald Trump get reelected, because what's so important is they literally are trying to convince us that Walls would be potentially the next commander in chief when he lied about his service in the military. And not only that, Kamala Harris, let's not even go there with her. She has done nothing to benefit Americans, and we all know the state our country is in right now. This is it. Our freedom is on the line. They will change the Supreme Court. They will ensure the border wall never goes up. They will have illegals in our elections, and we're on the verge of two new wars. So this is critical, people. We have to get out and vote.
Thank you. Thanks, Gunnery Sergeant, as always. Really appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.